For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The USDA approved Missouri's application for additional federal food aid for low-income children yesterday. It's money meant to pay for meals students would have eaten at school in March, April, and May, but the Missouri Department of Social Services won't say how much assistance eligible families will receive. Brent Schondelmeyer of the Local Investment Commission, a Kansas City nonprofit, says there are low-income families who haven't received any pandemic aid yet.
Depending on when it is that this is sort of delivered, this will be pretty consequential for many families.
Kansas's application was submitted after Missouri's and approved last month. A group of people who helped pass Clean Missouri is suing over the state legislature's attempts to reverse the changes it made to the redistricting process. Lawmakers approved a proposed constitutional amendment last week that puts the power to draw state legislative districts in the hands of a bipartisan commission rather than a nonpartisan demographer. It also requires the districts to be drawn with an emphasis on compactness, not competitiveness. The lawsuit filed yesterday alleges that the language voters will see on the ballot is misleading in a number of ways. It asks a judge to order changes to the summary to make it clear what the amendment does to Clean Missouri. Republican Senator Dan Hageman, the sponsor of the proposed amendment, says he believes the language is fair. Starting yesterday, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services will be recommending more testing in long-term care facilities. KBIA's Rebecca Smith reports.
There have been 163 long-term care facilities in the state that have had COVID-19 positive cases, either patients or staff. During Governor Parson's daily briefing, Dr. Randall Williams, the director of the Department of Health and Senior Services, announced a new policy for these facilities, which includes skilled nursing homes, assisted living, and other residential care facilities.
We are issuing an order today that in any long-term care facility that has one patient who's positive or one staff member who's positive, that we are recommending comprehensive testing, that you go in and check everybody, a capability we didn't have a month ago.
Dr. Williams says this is a part of the state's goal to kick, quote, our testing into another gear when it comes to COVID-19. According to Governor Parson, as of May 18th, there are currently 50 facilities in the state that have had a diagnosed positive COVID-19 case and have not yet completed facility-wide testing. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.
The Columbia Health Director laid out her plan yesterday to the City Council for how the county will gradually reopen over the next few months. The Columbia Missourian reports that loosening of restrictions could begin as soon as next week, allowing restaurants, gyms, churches, movie theaters, and bars, among other places, to open with 50% occupancy while maintaining social distancing guidelines. For more information on the plan to reopen Boone County, visit KBIA.org. I'm Trevor Hook. KBIA News, Columbia.